And the disciples, then, as followers of Jesus, they weren't just there for the miracle benefits and the loaves and fish benefits and all these. They followed Jesus through the thick and the thin of it. And after Christ died, yes, we know that they did fall away, right? I would have been in that camp too. I hope, yeah, I say I wouldn't. When Christ was crucified, I would say, no, I would have been there. But these men, these godly men, the apostles, that all fled, the disciples and the apostles, but they all fled at that time too. And Jesus was left there standing by himself on a hard teaching. Are we looking for a freebie, or are we truly and do we truly want to be a follower of Jesus Christ? That's my question this morning. Are we there? What camp are we in, the freebie or the follower? Man, sometimes I'm the freebie side. I'm just telling you how it is. And sometimes I'm the follower side. I try to be the follower side. And as we get older, I know people as they get older. I had a conversation where somebody was more concerned about their retirement account and how something could take affect them if they stood up for the true principles, because they didn't want to speak. Why? Because their pension fund was all tied up in this thing. If they would have spoken something, if they would begin to speak the truth, they might lose their job. There's some tough stuff out there. We're supposed to do what Peter did. We're supposed to say, yes, Lord. I know, Lord. Did this offend me? Doesn't matter if it offends me. I trust you. I know who you are. So this first teaching, this teaching that Jesus gave about his flesh and about his blood, as we come this morning, we're going to come to communion. Communion, as we see, and we'll go to jump over to 1 Corinthians. I'll read it to you. Paul talks in 1 Corinthians about the process about communion. Yeah, I like communion. I don't like to do it super often. You know how you get to a point where when you do something all the time, it just becomes like redundant and doesn't mean anything? I really like to do communion maybe 4 times a year. I know some people like to, but I want to really just remember, like, this is something to me. This is something special. Communion, instead of just, hey, we take this stuff. No. This is a celebration. This is a time where we look at ourself and we look at Jesus and we remember what Jesus has done, that we remember that his flesh and his blood and the persecution that he went through and endured on the cross did what? That sacrifice, I don't know about you, but it saved me. And if you're a believer, guess what? It saved you. And we come now, we look and we step back and 1 Corinthians, as Paul in chapter 11, verse 23, I'm just going to read this quick. Paul says, "For I received from the Lord what I also pass on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took the bread." And once again, just like Jesus talked about, right? He talked about in beginning of John about the bread. And now it's the Last Supper. This bread comes back into existence. "The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took the bread, and when he gave thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Then that's the point where we say that's his flesh. And when we take the bread, we're simply remembering our God, his intense love for us, that he was willing to come from heaven down to earth to endure persecution, being beaten, abused, left completely by himself. Even God, at the time of Jesus' death on that cross, turned away from Jesus. Jesus was left here by himself. For what? For you, John. For me. For you, Dick. For you, Bob. For you, Gretchen. That's why. For that specific reason. For me. So when I think about that, that's awesome. That's why when we look at communion, we think of that. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup. The cup. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. It goes back to the blood. It's this new covenant of the blood because the life of all creatures runs through the blood. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Let's have communion. You guys can come up. What we're going to do is, in your time here, when you get the bread and when you get the cup, just in your own spot, think about Jesus. Think about what we just talked about here. And we're not going to come back up and pray together. This is just you and the Spirit of the Lord working in your heart. That's where this is right now. When you get this, just spend time with the Lord. And we'll do the same with the cup. As we leave, as we remember Christ, it's a multiple, in my feeling, when I take communion, it's a multiple type of feeling I get. One of somber moment, right? Of our Savior dying for us. But then it's also like, yeah, a celebration, right? Because we just remembered what our Savior has done for us, and that gave us what? Oh, wow, man. Eternal life, that this God loves us so much that He gave us eternal life. So it's somber knowing that Christ had to endure what He did for us. But what a celebration it is for us, right? A celebration. So as we leave this morning, let's remember those two things. Heavenly Father, I thank You, Lord, for Your teaching on Your flesh and Your blood. Lord, I thank You for the Last Supper, where You taught once again about Your flesh and Your blood. I thank You that You were willing and could endure the will of God for us, that we can remember Your flesh and Your blood, and that is what Your sacrifice is, what has given us salvation. Because, Lord, You said, and we saw it in John, we saw it in the writings, Lord, that, well, what do I have to do to be saved? Believe that You are the God who You say You are. And I do, Lord. I believe in You. Help us to understand. Help us to live a fraction of our life of the faith that the apostles had in their world. Lord, help us to affect people. Help us to love people. Speak to us this morning. Touch our hearts. Help us to touch other people. In Your name I pray. Amen. All right, as we leave, say to the person next to you, have you ever put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? Go ahead, say it. Don't be shy. All right, we're practicing for when you're at school or at Thanksgiving aisle. Okay, Dick, now you can say it to yourself. I know you talk to yourself a lot. That's right. So now, and with that, Jesus said this. And what did He say in verse 6? He said, and I just said it, when the people asked, what does the work God required? Jesus simply said this in verse 29, the work of God is this, to believe in the one He has sent. That's it. Salvation. Grab some donuts. Let's fellowship together.